Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Many Siouxlanders spent the day digging out from a winter storm that canceled schools and dumped several inches of snow. Others, especially kids, decided to go sledding. Yay! Spencer, Iowa saw the biggest snow amount at 10.5 inches. Spirit Lake, 8 inches, and the Sioux Gateway Airport, almost 6 inches. Today's sunny weather helped melt some of the snow on roads. Tonight, temperatures are expected to fall below freezing, and that could create slick conditions. The Iowa DNR says a conservation officer and a park ranger rescued 3 duck hunters. They got caught up in last night's storm in Monona County. Their boat got stranded on West Blue Lake with lots of snow, wind, and cold. A former care provider in Sioux City has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for stealing from her clients. 50-year-old Lisa Sembeck Preston was sentenced yesterday. She pleaded guilty to 2 counts of dependent adult abuse and 2 counts of theft. The judge ordered her to repay nearly $85,000 to Crossroads of Western Iowa. And a new national poll shows South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg pulling into second place in the race for the Democratic nomination. The poll released yesterday by Quinnipiac University put former Vice President Joe Biden on top with 24% support. Buttigieg received 16%, 2 points ahead of Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who saw her support fall in half from a month ago.
It's encouraging to continue to see that momentum. You know, we felt it on the ground for some time, began to see it reflected in the early states, and encouraging that that's being reflected nationally, too.
Buttigieg held a town hall in Sioux City last night. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.